Seid alle noch einmal gegrüßt im teuren Namen unseres Herrn Jesus
Christus. Be greeted in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ once again.
Lasst uns gemeinsam noch Lieder anstimmen.
Let us sing some songs from these booklets. Let us start with song number 29.
O herrlicher Retter, mein König, mein Herr.
29, a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. Number 29.
Wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, then shadows in privacy let. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there. Wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his goodness divine, I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a Redeemer is mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, and shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
In Schattenes Felsen sah ich des Herrn, ein Felsen der Füße ihm ruht. Und in die Mitten hineingezählt, die Wunder dieses
wir sind heute auch wieder zu diesem Felsen gekommen.
Yes, we've come to the rock today. The rock of ages.
Fels des Heils geöffnet mir, könnten wir anstimmen. Lass uns vielleicht
Let us sing
auf Lied Nummer 22 anstimmen.
Song number 22. Wir haben hier Softly and gesungen. Tenderly Jesus is calling.
Und ich glaube auch gestern Abend haben wir erlebt,
dass Last night we experienced that our cup was
alles,
filled
was wir gestern Abend gehört haben,
and everything what we heard yesterday.
Die Stelle Johannes 7, Vers 8. Vers 18,
it reminded me on John 7, he who speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he who seeketh the glory of him who has sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him, because he speaks that what is of divine substance. And whoever did not recognize this, he can now hear the call of the Lord. And he can dedicate himself fully. Therefore, let us sing song number 22. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. 22. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death beds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.
sinner, come home.
Amen.
Amen.
We
who know him, we can sing the chorus number 3. On chorus number 3 on page 40. Oh, I want to see him. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Last one, we sing number 2. Then Brother Helmut Miskis comes and read us the word for introduction. And Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Number 2, I love him, I love him.
I love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Yes, I also greet you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A special day is today. Exactly 55 years ago that the Lord has called our brother to the ministry, a worldwide ministry. Yes, the ministry to give out the food. And here, I would like to read from Matthew chapter 24, the well-known words to us. From verse 45, Matthew chapter 24, from verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Brothers and sisters, we are living today in the midst of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. These words, which the Lord himself spoke, we see them today fulfilled in our midst, and we have become a part of it. And we are grateful to God that he has taken care of, that food is here. And this is the most important. From the very beginning, God has fed his children. And not the natural man, but the spiritual man needs also the food as the natural man. And God has fed his children from the very beginning. And until today, he gives us his word. Now, I would like to read from Joel, very well known to us, from the prophet Joel, from chapter 2, from verse 23. Joel, chapter 2, from verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Brothers and sisters, we are really looking back to 55 years since God has called our brother. He had to wait still some time until the whole food was stored in. Only then came the time of the giving out. And I tell you, I'm so grateful to God, because I know Brother Frank since 47 years personally, when he was in Brazil preaching us the Holy Word of God. And from him, we received the sermons of Brother Branham in the German language, still on the reels, on the big reels. They were not the cassettes yet. And you don't believe what this meant for us. At every sermon, the tears were rolling down, and we were overwhelmed of that what God has done in our days, that he remembered his promise, which he gave already in Malachi in the last chapter, last verses, that he would send the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord would come. And we are aware of it. Already then, we were aware how near that day is. And now, a number of years have passed since then. And we know how near the return is now. Therefore, it's so important to hear the pure word of God. And this God revealed to Brother Branham, because it was eaten away what was at the beginning in the original. There was taken away something, eaten away, and God had to restore everything. The word had to put upon the lampstand again, and we are grateful for the prophetic ministry. But we know, for this belongs also the teaching ministry, the scriptural placing of all the subjects, and also the timely order, when will what happen. And this God has really given to our beloved brother. And we may really say, the Lord has done great things in us and for us. And we heard nothing but only the pure word of God from the lips of our brother. No fantasies, no interpretations, no explanations of the scripture, and no explanations of quotes of Brother Branham, how they are running around all over the world today. We were brought back to the original Word of God and to the faith of our fathers. And this was also the promise, brothers and sisters. So the Lord can do the same in us what He did for the church at the beginning. Our faith must be anchored in the promises of God. I went too far again. But my heart is so full, so overwhelmed, and I'm so full of gratefulness. And I'm asking you, please remember our brother more in your prayers. Let us pray for the work of God, so that the Lord can really complete and finish His work, preparing us for His soon coming. Now, briefly, just Psalms 145, a couple of verses. Psalms 145 from verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. Brothers and sisters, we all were included. His mercy, His grace is for all. All may come to Him. All may accept the salvation of God. And then, verse 10, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Also we may thank the Lord for that what He has done for us. To make known to the they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. Brothers, sisters, is this not a comfort for all of us? How often did we fall? How often we were bowed down, and the Lord always raised us up. Verse 15, the eyes of all wait upon thee. On whom are we waiting today? We wait on the Lord. And what are we waiting for? And thou givest them their food in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. Brothers and sisters, this is so true. He hears their crying. He helps them and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. May the Lord bless us today richly. We stand up for prayer. Oh God, great God, You are worthy to receive all glory, praise, and worship, Lord. From the very beginning, all who loved You, who followed You, and who heard Your word, they gave praise and glory to You. Also we, in this hour, in our time in which we are living, You, the great and true God,
zu jedem Einzelnen von uns geredet hast.
You spoke to each one of us, also to me,
den Geringsten unter allen denen,
the least among all them whom you called,
unter allen denen, die du
among all them whom you found and brought back. Oh God, I thank you
dass wir in der Zeit leben,
that we are living in that time
alles das,
in which
was verloren gegangen,
whatever was lost,
was nicht mehr da,
what was not there anymore, you restored. Yes, Lord. You are restoring it. Oh God, we ask you, give us each one grace to receive your word in such a way as you are handing it to us. We thank you.
Oh, Herr, wie dein Wort sagt, schwärme Reihen. Oh, nachgehen, sondern Herr Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Deinem Worte glauben.
We believe your word and nothing else. We ask you also today.
Schenke uns Gnade.
Give us grace, Lord.
Jedem.
Each one.
Schenke uns Kraft.
Give us strength to receive your word and to thank you for the finished work on Calvary. You, the great God, you finished it, and you cried out, "It is finished." And once again you will say it, "It is finished." O God, we ask you for grace. Bless us here at this place. Bless also all those who cannot be present here and who would like to be here. O God, bless them. Bless also all those who are joining us online right now. Worldwide, Lord, until the ends of the earth, your word is reaching. My God, we thank you that this precious gospel is being carried into all the world. You have given the opportunities, and we want to give you the glory and the thanks. Be merciful to us today. Bless the lips through which you will speak. Help us to hear and to praise you, the living and the true God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us sing, "This is the day, this is the day.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made."
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I also would like to welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord. It's good that we can come together from near and far. It's good that all in all peoples and tongues are joining us, can join us, having part in that what God is doing right now. Now, just very briefly now, the greetings which were given to me via telephone from Brother Baumgartner, Switzerland, from Brother Hempel, Berlin, from Brother Müller, Germany, from Brother Mwamba, Kolwezi, Brother Mbie, Bujimai, from Brother Stephanie, DRC, from Brother Pascal Kupavu, from Brother Deo Kigali, Brother Motika, Johannesburg, Brother Eli Kananga, and Jonas Orleans and Brother Wendell Ellis Edmonton and from Brother Ferry Budapest, from Brother Ngonga right now in Zambia, Brother Hervé Lyon, Brother Udo South America, Brother Nyagi Nairobi, Brother Cecil Pretoria. We are very grateful to God. And then, a small bulk here of last night from Brother Thabo, South Africa, from Brother Colongi, greetings from Milano, greetings from Mozambique, greetings from Kigali, greetings once again from Brother Nyagi, greetings from the brethren from Norway, greetings from Brother Philemon Pretoria, greetings from Brother Joseph, greetings from Brother Eli, greetings from brethren from Haiti, greetings from Domingos, greetings from Brother Joe, greetings from Kinshasa, and greetings from Kabamba, and greetings from Angola, greetings from Budapest, greetings once again from Abidjan, greetings from Israel, greetings from Rashadi, greetings from South Africa, greetings from Brother Saleh, greetings from Brother Victor Mashi, greetings from Mumbai, greetings from Brother Manasseh, greetings from Brother Baruti, greetings from Brother Bulumba, greetings from Brother Yake Mambo, and greetings from Brother Ilunga, USA. Yes, if you hear all these names, brothers and sisters, please don't laugh now. But when I was reading all the names in the emails, the word came to me from the book of Revelation that we all will receive a new name with which we have no troubles anymore. Not the natural, the earthly names which we received here, but a new name which we will have throughout all eternity. Now, today, I would like to thank all my brothers who are translating. And we can start with Brother Siegfried Fleck. He was the first translator in another language. When I crossed the borders to Eastern Europe in 1968, may God bless our brother Siegfried Fleck in a special way. Then our brother Jean Lambert, he's in Zurich, every last Sunday in Zurich, and every first Sunday he is here in Krefeld. May God bless you, brother Jean Lambert. Brother Etienne Genton, who is also translating, also in Zurich, and also here in Krefeld. God bless you. Then we have in the Russian language, Brother Kolia Wiggenheiser and Brother Arthur Thyssen. May God bless you in a special way. Then we have Brother Jacek Dujak and Brother Christoph Kupka, who translate into the Polish language. Brother Peter Fitzek translates into the English language. Brother Erwin Pacheco into the Spanish language, Brother Claudio Miskis into the Portuguese language, Brother Michael Löscher into the Hungarian language, and Brother Michael into the Urdu language, and Brother Peter Auner and Brother Hermann Henrich translate into the Romanian language, and Brother Momcilo Petrovic translates into the Serbo-Croatian language. Yes, we are very grateful to God. Also for our Brother Tati, please stand up. Our Brother Tati, please stand up. This is our Brother Tati, who accompanies me on all my journeys, who speak into the countries who speak French. And we're so grateful with all our hearts that God has taken care for all the languages. This morning, Brother Vasken came to me into my office, and he brought me the brochures which we have in English, in German, in French, the Council of God, and all the brochures. He has given me them in the Persian language. And he said, Brother Frank, all can read all these languages. All the subjects were printed. When we think about it, what kind of possibilities God has given us in this time. And I would like, who don't speak English, French or German, and they don't speak these languages, that they please have patience with us, and that they can also sing the songs with us, so that we become one heart and one soul. Most know the melody of a song, and they can tune in with their hearts. To us, it's really about, as our Lord said it himself, the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And we may say honestly and sincerely, this promise is fulfilled before our eyes. All peoples and tongues are hearing the everlasting gospel. As we are told in Revelation 14, verse 6, the man of God saw the eagle flying through the sky, who preaches the gospel, not a self-made gospel, but the everlasting gospel, preaching it to all nations and tongues. And we are truly living in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, whether with Israel, whether with the nations, with the church, on all levels, in every way, we see Bible prophecy fulfilled before our eyes. And we think especially on the ministry which God has given to Brother Branham personally. Just think of it, that the Almighty God revealed himself in the pillar of fire as in the days of Moses. He descends, has spoken personally, giving the commission, saying precisely what and how it will take place. Just think of it. At the calling, the Lord said, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. The one was with a hand, You all heard it a couple of times from my mouth. Just think of it. Moses should take his hand, should put it into the bosom and taken it out again. And it was full of leprosy. And then again putting it into the bosom, taking out again. And it was as a skin of a baby. The leprosy was just for the moment there. And then everything was again normal. And so the Lord God has said to Brother Branham, take with your left hand the right hand of the patient, the one who is in the prayer line. And whether it was a tumor, whether it was a cancer, whatever that person had, it will appear on your hand and say, tell the patient, he may not close his eyes while you pray, but he shall have them open, because in the moment where the cancer or the tumor disappears from my hand, then that person is healed and he can walk away. People felt in their bodies the power of God, and then they went away, made well. Then the second was that the Lord reveals of the lives of them who are in the prayer line what belongs to that very moment. And how often I experienced it, that Brother Branham, he could say where the persons are, where are they from which city they are coming, and what kind of troubles they have. 1,000 times, I think more than 1,500 times, Brother Branham could say, because of the vision which was shown to him, he could say, thus saith the Lord. And we are so grateful for the unfailable ministry which God has given to our beloved brother, with whom I was eating at the same table, driving with him in the same car, and attending his meetings. Just a very great privilege that I can say sincerely and honestly, as Peter and as John, they could also say, what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard of the word of life, this we declare unto you. And we may say with the Apostle Peter, we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but we were following the precious and holy word of God, especially the word of prophecy. The word of prophecy. And we may say confidently, never in the 2,000 years the table of the Lord was so richly prepared as in our days. When before, during the 2,000 years, when did the Lord say to someone, or could say, store in the food? And not one time the Lord told him he should give it out. Only he said he should store it in. Also this must be mentioned once, brothers and sisters. After the opening of the seals in March 1963, Brother Branham didn't make any international journeys, missionary trips or meetings. And when he got his visa for South Africa, he just said, "My ministry in South Africa is not finished yet." And then in his passport was the stamp, "He may not participate in religious meetings." Brothers and sisters, his heart was broken. And with Brother Jackson, he was preaching with Brother Jackson in a small group, but not to 300,000 people like before, but he was preaching in a very, very small circles. And he was praying that God would visit Africa graciously. And when Brother Branham was in Zurich, he saw the German eagle flying through Africa. And we had really the mighty meetings there. God is calling out mightily from all tribes and from all of the continent. When we go into all the details, then we can just say, God has given grace, and this is the day which the Lord has made. For me, the 2nd of April is the most important day. There were important experiences, yes. Also 1948, 1949, in all the 40s, God has blessed. And when I think on all the meetings, especially in northern Germany, there, especially in the city of Hamburg, and just imagine, a brother Frank drove from Krefeld to Hamburg with his bicycle to participate in the meetings, the international conventions. He participated there. I was also young one day. I was also young, just with a bicycle, with two brothers, Brother Leo Guse and Manfred Odermann. We drove from Krefeld to Hamburg with my bike, because I was blessed there a couple of years before that. I was drawn to that city, namely there where the word was preached and where the Spirit of God fell at that time. But then came this 2nd of April, 1962. And as the Lord God confirmed it through Brother Branham on the 3rd of December, 1962, and we truly see it all over the world, we see it confirmed. Also that, what is going on here, today, we are more than 1,200 people here. Here at the Mission Center, 1,200 we're gathered. The main building is filled with around 800 people. The dining room is filled with about 440 people. And we have come to hear God's holy word. And we have come to tell the sinners, there is forgiveness for you. Receive it, accept it. We have come to hear the teaching of the word of God, to receive it. As written, they all shall be taught of God. And we have come to see Bible prophecy and to place it divinely, namely there where it belongs. And perhaps two experiences now, which are very important to me. On the 28th of December, 1978, it was also a special day. My servant, gather me, my people, all who made the covenant with me by sacrifice. I will let them hear my words. It was in the middle room, in the flat number 15. And you can imagine what that meant for me, to hear the voice of the Lord. Really, with these ears, gather me, my people. I will let them hear my words. As the people of God, as the covenant people of God, and the Lord made a new covenant with us. Matthew 26, verse 26 up to 28. This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. All who really received the forgiveness of their sins, who were reconciled with God, they can sing, I was made clean of my sin. Eternally I will praise Him, the Savior, as a German song goes. Brothers and sisters, believe every word with all your heart. Receive it. Accept it. But please, pay attention. Pay attention. My servant, gather ye my people. Not to see someone, but to hear the Lord, to hear the word. Gather ye my people. Gather ye my people. I will let them hear my words. All the interpretations shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. And the word is in us. Just later I found the word from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4 in verse 10. God said to Moses, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words. Just think of it. Think of it. Our Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord of the Old Testament is the Lord of the New Testament, because at the birth of our Redeemer, what is it? Luke 2, verse 11, for unto you is born today Christ the Savior, the Lord he was throughout all the Old Testament. And then he came to us and he took on a body of flesh to give us the redemption in his body of flesh. Everything is divine reality. Gather ye my people. Also on this I had to think about. When the Lord commanded me to buy the neighboring property, just imagine, although we are a bit in trouble for the next month of the meeting in May, but nevertheless, everything will go well. And we ask that all who are able to come, please come. But here we have the instruction of the Lord. We received it. When was it? On Sunday, the 18th of July, 1976. The day was almost over. The dawn was setting in. And I was here at this building, on that corner. And as you are hearing my voice now, my servant, go onto the adjacent property and dedicate it unto me. Build upon it, for many will come from various countries who need to be accommodated. Just think of it. 1978, we were all counting with the return of the Lord already before the going home of Brother Branham, but especially since the going home of Brother Branham. Whoever would have thought that it would take still so long? But let us say it briefly. God has taken care for everything. This building here had only 6 meters to that side and 6 meters to the north side. Everything else belonged to the neighbors. And when I was phoning this man on the following Monday, it was the greatest Volkswagen dealer, Mr. Tölke. And I said, "Listen, I want to talk with you." The man said, "Oh, Mr. Pastor Frank, with this we cannot speak about at all. There's nothing to speak about. We have to enlarge our business. We need rooms to display our cars, and we want to build there." Yes. And he was putting down the phone. And exactly 21 days later, on that Monday, the phone comes at around 8 o'clock. Mr. Tölke is on the phone. "Mr. Frank, I have to sell to you the property." And in the same week, we went to the notary. When I think about everything, for what God has taken care of, brothers, sisters, then we can just thank also for all the languages into which the revealed word was passed on. Let me read some scriptures now. Because for us, the Word of God means everything. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever." And He takes care for His church. And this church comes from all peoples and tongues and nations. And we are very grateful for it. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 3, we have the promise which was given to the overcomers, who will be raptured from that age, and who will see the face. Revelation 3, verse 21 and 22. "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne." Listen. "I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Blessed and praised be our Lord." What a high calling that we, together with our Lord and Savior, will rule throughout the 1,000 years. Overcome us. Overcome everything what is in your way. Overcome. And God gives us the grace to overcome and to be part of the victors. For I tell you, God has given us in his word the promise. And this promise he fulfills just as true as he has given it. And from every church age, a multitude of overcomers are called out and will meet the Lord. He that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father on his throne. The throne in heaven is the throne of the Father. And therefore we pray, Our Father who art in heaven. No man prays our Son who art in heaven, or our Holy Spirit who art in heaven. But our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But in the same way we recognize that the Father revealed himself in the Son, Emmanuel, God with us. For me, the biblical placing means everything. I hope it will not shock you. But some pray, Beloved Lord, I thank you that we may be your children. This is impossible. This is impossible. No, we are children of God. We are children of God. Also here, we must be very careful where is written Lord and where is written God, where is written Father and where is written Son. But perhaps I shall not say this at all. But for me, every word has its place, and there where it belongs, there it belongs. Ye who are not my people shall be called the sons of the living God, and revealed as the Son. And we are sons, and we have become sons and daughters of God by the faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, as our Savior said in John 20, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. So we recognize that we received the adoption as sons, and we are sons and daughters of God throughout all eternity, and we will see his face. Then there are the wonderful places, just as an admonition for us, in Hebrews chapter 10, that we should persevere, really persevere, until the day which the Lord has ordained that he will return. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, For ye have need of patience, endurance, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen. What a mighty word. Persevering. Enduring. How many brothers and sisters say, it takes so long. It takes so long. Yes, if you look back, also back to the 55 years or 50 years where the message was carried into all the world, namely the message of the return of Jesus Christ, the message of restoration of all things in the church, what was at the beginning. And time and again, the question, where is the fulfillment? Don't you worry. We as his messengers are preaching his word, but the fulfillment of that what he promised, this responsibility he has. I cannot give any restoration, but God can give the restoration in plenty, and he will do it as sure as he promised. As we heard in one of the words, God gives the former and God gives the latter rain. And we're just so grateful that we know he is watching over his word. And for us who we have to preach his word, it is very important that we do everything according to his word, just as he commanded us. Now, let me read to it from Exodus. This really surprised me. Here seven times, it's written seven times. Exodus, chapter 40. Exodus, chapter 40. And here, we have the instructions which the Lord God has given to Moses. And mainly it was about the Ark of the Covenant, about all that what had to be manufactured in the sanctuary and in the most holy place also. And it's really written seven times that Moses did everything according to the commandment of the Lord, precisely as the Lord commanded Moses. Exodus, chapter 40. And here, I just read the last part of the verse. Firstly, the last part from verse 19. Did everything as the Lord commanded Moses. He did everything as the Lord commanded Moses. Then, the next verse, put the lid upon the ark. And then at the end of verse
21,
as the Lord commanded Moses. Just as the Lord commanded Moses. And also here, at the end of verse 23, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And in verse 24, as the Lord commanded Moses. And in verse 27, as the Lord commanded Moses. And time and again, at the end, from verse 29, as the Lord commanded Moses. And again, at the end, from verse 32, as the Lord commanded Moses. Brothers and sisters, when the Lord calls someone, then he gives instructions, then it's absolutely necessary to do precisely what the Lord commanded. How often I'm asked about local churches, about elders, about deacons. The last eight questions, is it right that there's a pastor and also elders? Many questions. Then I think on the word, my servant, do not establish local churches. I may not intervene in that, what is going on in local churches. God has brothers in all countries, in all cities, who bear responsibility in the local churches. In the same way, As we read it in Matthew 24, the food is given to them who are also ordained to give out the same spiritual food and to pass it on. Sometimes the brothers don't understand it. They want that I ordain elders, that I ordain pastors. This is impossible. I must remain with that, what the Lord told me. Today, with this proclamation, it's not only about local churches. Today, it's about the Bride of the Lamb worldwide, so that all place themselves into the divine order. And when I hear sometimes that in one city there are about 8 local groups within the message, this really tears one's heart. The people didn't recognize yet what's all about. Everyone wants to do something. Everyone wants to be something. No! Be crucified with Christ and say, not my will, but thy will be done. So that the unity is accomplished in the church. And as it was in the days of Moses, and also in the days of Joshua, and then also at the time of Solomon, the Ark of the Covenant played the main role. In the days of Joshua, it was about that the Ark of the Covenant is put upon the shoulders of the priests, and only then it went through the River Jordan into the Promised Land. What did God give us? God opened the Ark of the Covenant. He revealed His Word freshly from His throne. And when I also think about the opening of the 7 seals, how gracious was God. And although Brother Branham didn't finish a thought until the end, then yet we can read on and we know what it was about and where it belongs. I don't know what this means for you, but for me, it's really this the day which the Lord has made to gather His people out from all error, from all confusions, from all interpretations, to call His people out, to bring them back to His Word, to be sanctified in His Word. And as our Lord said, especially in John 8, "He who is of God, he heareth the words of God." And then He turns to the scribes. "You don't hear them because you are not of God." When we think on our time, how many don't go into the Word at all? Don't go back. They don't go back to the Word, but they have quotes. They have quotes which they interpret according to their own ideas. And this is the most pain which is caused in my heart. When Brother Branham is brought into connection with some kind of false teaching. No, Brother Branham was a man sent from God with the absolute revelation about the fall, about the Old and the New Testament, about the Godhead, about election, about baptism, about Lord's Supper, about everything what is written in the Word of God. God revealed to him. Yes, the man of God could even say, "The angel of the Lord stood in my room and he told me what happened in the Garden of Eden. In the morning, that is the beguiling of Eve, And in the afternoon, the union with Adam. God really took care for everything. Where would you be? Where would I be? What would I have known if God would not have sent his servant and prophet to whom he could speak, to whom he could show in visions, and also the angel of the Lord, who always stood to his right side. And also this, they are scoffing at, mocking. There are people who mock that I say the voice of the Lord always comes from top, but from the right. And this just hurts me. There's no fear of God among the people. Just a pious imagination. Prophet here, prophet there. What is it about with us? The Lord God has the first and the last word. And only what is written in the Bible is the word of God, is scriptural teaching. And by this it remains forever. One could go here into all the details. But let us say it once again. For me, it's a special day. And 55 years are, of course, behind me now. And I think about it. Also on all brothers. In the last recent days, I had to think about, especially about Brother Rus, the many years from 1954 we spent together in Dortmund, in the same church of his uncle Gerstendorf. I was preaching. God had his people. And I think on that evening, just as you hear my voice now, my servant, ordain me Leonard Rus as an elder and put Brother Paul Schmidt to his side, because I have ordained them for this work. You cannot imagine what this means. God really, in every way, from the very beginning, he has given grace. But then there was also a day, as you all know, where a prophecy was given, which was not of God. And when the Lord was exposing this, then it happened. Referred to a prophecy that not a couple, but Klaus and Ruth Pranzers should be dedicated to the ministry. We were singing one chorus after the other, after the prophecy was given. What was left to me? In the prophecy it was said, behold my servant. Yeah, so, and then? I was really under the impression that no one will say, thus says the Lord, except the Lord has really spoken. And then came this Saturday, 1978. I wrote down all the dates. As you hear my voice now, I was sitting in my office. It was around 10 o'clock in the morning. My servant, search the book of Acts, whether ever a man was dedicated together with his wife for a ministry. I was collapsing. Every time in the voice, it has also bodily affections on you. No man can imagine this. But when I had to tell this to the soothsayeress, she didn't receive it. And she just said, I have to destroy you. Brothers and sisters, I say this out of one reason. Let us be aware to do, let us not dare to do something which we are doing on our own or saying on our own. May the will of God happen in every way in our lives, in the life of the church. May it happen by grace, that nothing can creep in, but that only the pure wheat is gathered in the presence of God. And as Brother Branham said it of the wheat field, which he has seen, he said, the wheat, the pure wheat, must now receive the full ripeness before the harvest can be brought in. And then the Lord showed me also the ripe wheat field and the harvest which shall be brought in and which is also brought in. Brothers and sisters, on this day, yes, also in the recent days, past days, I had to think about many things. And we look together with a grateful heart. We look back to that, what God has done. What the enemy has done, this probably had to also happen under the permissible will of God, so that no mixing takes place anymore in the church, that nothing own is brought into the church anymore, but that the Spirit of God can move and work in clarity and in truth. You all know what our Lord said and what He promised. There are many scriptures which are on my heart, which I would like to pass on here, also in reference to all the guidings and leadings of the Lord. But thanks be to God with all my heart that He is watching over His Word, watching over His church, and that He will finish His work victoriously, because thus it is written, even up, that death is swallowed up in victory. Our Lord is the victor of Calvary, and He Himself will finish His work of redemption, just as He finished His work of creation. And we carry this divine message until the ends of the earth, until the last ones are really being called out, experiencing their redemption personally, getting their personal connection with God. Taken away from every human influence, coming under the divine influence of the Word and of the Spirit, that we truly are becoming one heart and one soul. And also this belongs to it. As written in the book of Acts, and they were searching the scriptures daily, whether the things were so. We are searching in the Holy Scriptures not to find mistakes. We are searching the Holy Scriptures to find that what God promised, and to believe it and to have part in it. What also became great to me is, be it from Joshua, every promise which God has given found fulfillment. And it is written, not a single one remained unfulfilled. And for all who have consecrated their lives to the Lord, and who are ready to be baptized, perhaps not on this weekend. I was asked whether we can have a baptism here at the beginning of May. Perhaps you can wait, God willing, until the beginning of May. But really, that all who have consecrated their lives to the Lord, that they believe scripturally, that they act scripturally, and that they are baptized scripturally in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also this, I have said here before a couple of times. 1948, I was, of course, baptized into the titles in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But when I then heard how the scriptural baptism should take place, then we as brothers went to the Rhine River and we baptized each other in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it must be said to everyone, purify yourself, who you carry the word of the Lord, who you hear the word, sanctify them in thy truth, thy word is the truth. And you are already clean because of the word which I have told you. We really, everything, every doctrine, every tradition, everything what is not scriptural, we must put off. We must come out from the Babylonian captivity. We must come out of it totally, having no Babylonian coat on us. But as we sing in a chorus, all things new, all things new. That the Lord can make a new beginning with us. And the word which I read last Sunday in Zurich, it really touches me, brothers and sisters. Just think of it. In the Old Testament, in the prophet Micah, this mighty word, I read the verses, just once again, Micah, chapter 7. Micah 7, from verse 18. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever. Now it comes. Because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depth of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. God delighteth in mercy. Also this we have said. There's no natural sea which has not a ground somewhere. But the sea of the divine love, the sea of the divine love, for God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who believe on him should not perish but have eternal life. God is love, and the love of God toward us was manifested by his grace. And we are living on the day of salvation, in the time of grace. And as God already said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. There are many scriptures still which are really on my heart. Also, from 2 Corinthians, not only chapter 5, we are ambassadors in Christ's stead and say to you, be ye reconciled with God. Also, in the 3rd chapter, that the veil which Moses had and which he covered himself, that it is still upon the people of Israel. And then it's written, only in Jesus Christ this veil is taken away. Only then we can see how precious is not only the word to us, but the fact, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God has given to his servant to show unto all his servants what will soon take place. Let us say it in summary. Moses did everything as the Lord commanded him. John the Baptist could say, he who sent me, he told me, upon whom you see the Spirit of God descending, it is him who baptizes with fire and the Holy Ghost. He could say, he told me, he received the instruction, and when he was asked, who art thou? Whether he is Elijah? And the answer was a clear no. And then the question was asked, but we must tell them who have sent us. We must give them an answer. Who art thou? What art thou? Which answer we can bring them? And then the answer was given, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord. Every man of God knew his commission, his call, and the task which he had to fulfill in the kingdom of God. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he just said, you know that God has ordained me. And instead of Judas, one had to be chosen, elected. And he went back to the Old Testament, and he obeyed everything what was written already in the word of in the Psalms. And on the day of Pentecost, the man of God could say, here is fulfilled what God spake by the prophet Joel. In the last days it shall come to pass that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. In the same way, the Apostle Paul could say what the Lord commanded him at his call. And then he confirmed it. I will send you to the Gentiles. Thou shalt open their eyes. By what? By the true proclamation of the true word. The eyes of the people are opened, the spiritual eyes. And therefore, our Lord could say, blessed are the eyes who see, blessed are the ears which hear, and the hearts which receive. Let me thank God on this day, and I'm grateful for all of you, for all, from all peoples and tongues and nations. Just as the Lord God gave the promise to Abraham. Genesis 12, verse 3. In thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. So sure, the Lord said, the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. But to the bride it is preached for the calling out. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. As a brother expressed it, God in this time, he has a word seed sown with all the promises, and the true believers who are part of the bride of the Lamb, they are hearing the words. And you all know, in Matthew 24, it is also written of the return of the Lord. Before it is spoken of the giving out of the food, here in Matthew 24, we are repeatedly admonished, namely to be ready for the coming of the Lord. In Matthew 24, it stands out to us what is written here in verse 42, before 45 to 47 comes. It's written in verse 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. Watch and pray that you are counted worthy to escape all that what will come upon the face of the earth. And I believe out of a deep conviction that all who believe now the divine message, all who have respect before God and His Word, respect before the commission and sending, respect before the commission, that they will be part of it. All who blaspheme or who mock and scoff and bypass this, they we have to leave to God. Them. Also, already in the days of Moses, there were people who were called despisers. And so also in our time, it can be that the despisers, as in the days of Moses, that they will just bypass the commission which God has given to Moses. They had no respect before it. But they were telling the people to rebel. If it happens in our time, then it just belongs to the course of time. But let us thank God, the true elect children of God cannot be deceived. They remain in the grace. They abide in the Word. They experience their preparation. And they are richly fed with the pure and holy Word of God. This day, the 55 years have come and gone. And the Lord God will have a rich harvest in eternity, namely with all who believe Him, all who received and accepted. And you know it precisely. Our Lord said, of course, if I send someone and you receive him, then you receive me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. Let us also say this in closing. Brothers and sisters, the return of the Lord is very, very near. And especially you, young people, we want to dedicate you to the Lord, that they remain sober in their decisions, that everything goes the way that no shame is put upon the name of the Lord, that all live a normal, natural life, but being joined with God in their hearts, not being enslaved by the things of this world, but as it is written, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so we wish all, especially all you young people, we wish you that you make your decision for the Lord and that you are aware and conscious of it, that they also will be part of the rapture. They shall be. And if there are preached admonishing words from the front, then just only for the reason that we want, we wish that all who hear the word of God now, that they believe it, that they experience their preparation upon the glory, unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And one thought comes to me still. Please forgive me. But when in January 1981, when I experienced the rapture, brothers and sisters, it is very, very mighty. Mighty. When the Lord returns, and when the dead in Christ shall rise, and we who we are alive and remain shall be changed, and then being raptured up to meet Him in the air. But what I have seen, I can say, based upon that, what I've seen, I can say, the garments which all had on, the garments were not only white, shining white, a glamour was in every garment, in every white was a shining. Brothers, sisters, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what has not entered into any man's heart, this God prepared for them who love Him. May all be blessed all over the earth, here on our continent, from Finland up to Palermo, from Constance up to London, wherever. May the Lord God bless all over the earth. May give the calling out by grace, so that all who hear the word now, that they can believe, that they can accept, and that they can experience their preparation. To our God be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, so Lord, God, that Thy blood was shed for me, I am Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
We bow our heads. Precious brothers and sisters, I am overwhelmed. I am grateful to God for that, what He has done, especially in the past 55 years, all over the earth, that He has given grace, that His holy word, which remains forever, could have been carried until the ends of the earth. Just so grateful that what Brother Branham was told and what he passed on, that it found fulfillment He said, not I, but the message which was entrusted to me will forerun the second coming of Christ. And I say this with deep pain. All who remain standing with Brother Branham, all who make their display rooms of the things of Brother Branham, making pilgrimages, they are left behind. They missed the connection to that what God does since the going home of His prophet. And sometimes they even blaspheme. They bypass it with blaspheming what God is doing right now. Let us say toward God with deep gratitude, let us say, Beloved Lord, we thank you for the sending of your promised prophet. We thank you for the message which you entrusted to him, and in which everything was revealed, what belongs to the plan of salvation of our God, whether the evangelistic part, whether the teaching part, or whether the prophetic part. Through the ministry of his servant and prophet, God revealed everything. And this revealed word, which was revealed freshly from the throne, which has become the living word, not a dead letter, but the Spirit made it alive. Today, at this place, we want to thank our God for the continuation, for that what He has done in the past centuries, decades worldwide. We want to follow the Lord until we come from believing unto seeing. Before we pray together, let me ask today whether some prayer requests are amongst us which we can bring before the Lord. Please raise your hand briefly. God bless. Everywhere. Yesterday we missed to bring a special request which has come from the Czech Republic to bring it to the Lord. We forgot. We really want to bring everything before our God. And He gives the answer. He gives the answer. Lord, Almighty God, you have seen all the hands, whether the problems are of spiritual or of natural way, in a natural way. Lord, you took care for everything. The salvation of the soul, deliverance of the spirit, healing of the body. You have taken care for everything. We thank you for the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. And we bring you all who are part of the Bride of the Lamb, that they believe, as the Scripture says, that they are having part in that what you are doing right now. That they add obedience to the faith, that you can make people out of us who are walking on your ways, who believe you, who trust you, and who will experience the completion together, the perfect restoration, experiencing the latter rain with everything what goes with it. Dear Lord, I consecrate unto you on this weekend, which has a special meaning for me. I consecrate your blood-bought flock from all peoples and tongues and nations. O God, Lord, be merciful and bless all over the earth your bride, the bride of the Lamb. And I thank you that we may live in this period where the last ones are being called out and are being prepared. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks that you are delighting in mercy. You don't want the death of the sinner, but you want that he is converted and that he lives. Beloved Lord, give grace that we leave all our own will, that we leave our own ways, that we are fully laid into your hands, and that you can walk forward with us until we together reach the goal. On this day, for me, a memorial day, I thank you also for this mission center. We say thanks for the technical room, for all brothers who are making their job so that the whole world can listen and hear. Please bless in all of Africa, in all of Asia, bless on all continents. And we thank you that you will finish your work in our days. And we thank you that your coming is so near. And we thank you that the wise virgins time and again are coming to fill up their lamps with the oil of the Spirit, that they receive revelation by revelation and are being blessed. Once again, we lay before you all the old ones, all the weak ones, all the sick and operated ones, all who are in trouble, we lay them before you. And also all the young people. Yes, all of us. All of us, we lay before you. And we ask you, bless from the riches of your grace and complete thy work. Blessed and praised be your holy and wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the people say, Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, just one brief announcement. Perhaps we should thank all our brothers who are working in the technical room, Brother Joel Schmidt, Brother Matthias Miskis, Brother Achim Borg, Brother Andreas Miskis, Brother Christian Borg, Brother Stefan Miskis, Brother Jonathan Krein. Yes, we just thank the Lord for all brothers who are having part in this work and who are a blessing. Please remember, God willing, on the coming Sunday, on the 2nd of Sunday in April, we have a special meeting in the city of Böblingen. And for this we are inviting all. Böblingen is located very nicely for all the Swiss people and for all who come from Austria. All can take the highway which goes to Munich and so forth. We invite you very warmly. The coming Sunday, 14 hours in the convention hall in Böblingen. Please remember us in your prayers. And as already announced, we were asked that the beginning of May we will have a water baptism. Do we have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? Please raise your hand. 1, 2. Do you want to wait till the next month? Are you coming again? Yes? All right. Then we leave it like this. And we wish one another God's blessing with all our hearts. Please remember me in particular. As I said last night, with 83, one is no more 29, as in 1962. I just have to say, God also gave grace to my last missionary trip to Cuba. He has given much grace to it. You cannot imagine with what kind of difficulties, also the drives with the taxis and so forth, was all connected with difficulties. Brother Pacheco, God bless you in a special way, and all in the Spanish language, and all in the Portuguese language, all, in all peoples, in all tongues. Just be blessed in the name of the Lord. Amen. Do you want to say a few words still? Yes, brothers and sisters, this special day, 55 years since the calling to a ministry, shall be remembered in our prayers in thankfulness toward the Lord. And so the Lord gives new strength to our brother, because the coming of the Lord is so near, and may the Lord open still hearts and doors so that the last ones still come out, and so that the number gets complete. One word which Brother Frank wants to mention, he also mentioned in Zurich, this word is written in Numbers 16. We have heard it of Moses, who did everything according to the commandment of the Lord. And here in verse 28 it says, 16:28, hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. The same, our beloved brother can also say, it was not his own thing, but he did everything according to the instruction of the Lord. And for this we are grateful to the Lord. We are grateful. And in closing, we will sing a chorus. It's chorus number 11. Isn't he wonderful? 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 Wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. We want to thank the Lord now. And I heard just now, some brothers still want to be baptized today. Perhaps they cannot be here next time there. Perhaps they have come from far. So, after the service, we will have a water baptism. And now, we thank all the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, blessed and praised be thy holy and wonderful name for the wonderful grace which was bestowed upon us to hear your word in this time, to have part in your plan of salvation, part in the completion, having part in everything what you promised. You are preparing us for your soon coming. And we thank you for the ministries which you have given in our days, the prophetic ministry by our beloved Brother Branham, and also the teaching ministry of the word of prophecy of our beloved Brother Frank. We ask you, strengthen our brother anew. Bless him. Use him as the tool in your hands. Call out the last ones. Finish your work. Make us ready for your coming. And fill us all with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Let us walk forward in the unity of the Spirit. To you be the glory and the praise and the worship in the holy name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise, honor and glory. Let us sing.